Hello everyone, welcome to my book podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. On today's episode of the book podcast, the title of the book to be reviewed is The Smart Money Woman. It was written by Arese Ugu, and I'm going to share some of the things that I learned in that book. One of the things that I learned, first of all, is the reason why many of us cannot save is because we live beyond our means. We want to buy designer bags, we want to eat in the best restaurants, we want to buy Ashwebi, we want to travel out of the country for holidays, and then we end up being broke. Now, the author says here that when you are broke, it means that you lose your primary source of income. Will you be able to continue your lifestyle? When you lose this primary source of income, will you be able to continue this lifestyle that you are presently living? Do you have assets to fall back on when you lose your primary source of income? That because many people, they have built a kind of lifestyle that they cannot continue to sustain. And we all have productive years. What will happen when you are no longer productive? Many of us, for most of us that are working with government, private industries, our productive lifespan ends by the time we are 60. What will happen after that? However, the author decided to tell us so many other things, like true wealth comes with investing your money, not necessarily how much you keep. Many of us keep money so that we save money so that we can spend later. But how much are you able to convert to assets that can provide you with an income in the future? Like I said earlier on, we all have productive years, and these productive years for many of us end by the time we are 60. Will you be able to continue this lifestyle even after you are 60? You need assets that will enable you to continue your lifestyle after your productive years. Then what makes you a smart money woman? That is a really big question. And what really makes you a smart money woman is, number one, you should know your net worth. And knowing your net worth means that you should calculate your expenses. And after calculating your expenses, you should subtract it from the money that remains. So your total income minus your expenses, whatever remains is what you're worth. And then track your money, that is, know how much you spend on transportation, know how much you spend on utilities, food, clothes. Do that periodically. Also write everything that you have spent, write it down, so that it will give you an idea of how much you've spent, to know where to cut costs. Make sure you make use of your bank statement too, in order to track your spendings. This will help you a lot. Then one of the things that the author has recommended is that you should spend on things that you love and cut down on things that you don't love, things that does not matter. Cut down on it so that you'll be able to save more and invest more. And then by the time you invest, you have returns from your money. And then when you run into debt, which is one of the biggest things that can happen to anybody when you can no longer sustain your lifestyle, when you run into debt, acknowledge it, write it down, and set up a payment schedule and prioritize your debts too. When I mean by prioritize your debts, if you have so many people that you are owing or so many things that you need to pay up for, write everything down. Then highlight which ones are the most important. Which one do you need to pay urgently? Which one do you need to pay that if you don't pay it, you are going to be embarrassed or something? Make sure that you prioritize your spending, prioritize your debt, and set a deadline for every others. Apart from the ones that you prioritize, make sure that you set a deadline for every other thing that you need to pay up for. Then set up an emergency fund. I know many of us, we like to say that we don't want bad things to happen to us, but you never can tell what will happen. You might have an health challenge, the house you're living in might get caught up in fire, flood, anything can happen. An accident might happen, your car might get really damaged. So set up an emergency fund and develop a sustainable budget. And one of the things that Zuru's mentor, who is the main character of that book, one of the things that mentors told her is divide your spendings, your annual spendings, into three. And the first one should be for your expenses, the second one should be for your short-term financial goal, and the third one should be for your long-term financial goal. The short-term financial goal can be the one that you set up for emergencies, while the long-term financial goal can be the one that you want to turn into assets. Then one of the main things that I also learned in this book is the power of networking. Go for conferences, volunteer, meet people that can change your life, meet mentors that are in the industry that you are in presently, people that can help you to see things differently, people that can help you to see far. Meet with them, don't be shy about it. Go for conferences, attend seminars and all. Then also talk about your finance with your family, especially if you are married, a married woman or a married man. Talk about your finance before you get married, because if you are the kind of person that you don't like spending much and you end up marrying someone that spends much, when you get married it might be a problem. Then also talk about if you want to have a joint account or if you want to have separate accounts. Discuss these things with your husband or your wife. Then also have long-term goals of investing in assets, and also be smart about it. When I mean long-term goals in investing in assets, I mean you should invest in stocks, in land, in things that can bring back money for you. Invest in these things so that when you are no longer productive, you would have something that can sustain you for a long period of time. I hope you've learned so many things from all these things I've said. Please make sure you read this book. There are so many other things that I did not mention that are in this book, but I particularly like this book because I can relate to it, because I'm a Nigerian, I'm an African, so I could relate to so many other things that this author talked about. And I know earlier when I started this podcast, I did not talk about the author. Her name is Arese Ugo, and she's the founder of the smartmoneywomanafrica.org. It's a personal finance for African millennials, and she's also a contributor to the Guardian newspaper. She has served on several boards like House of Tara. And our goal is to engage young Africans on the importance of financial literacy. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you've learned so many things from it. You can follow this our author on Twitter or on Instagram. Check her up. Her name is Arese Ugu. Then you can also go to the smartmoneyafrica.org to check up on so many other things that you can learn from her. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now. Bye.